Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome to r/entitledparents. Now, in today's first story, the ignorance of these entitled parents almost causes their daughter to die. That is not even an exaggeration. It genuinely does happen. Now, before we jump into that, first of all, if you are new to my channel and you're not subscribed yet, please consider hitting that button. I'm trying to hit 600,000 subscribers by the end of 2020, and it's going to be very close. So any help you can give me would be greatly appreciated. With that out of the way, let's get into this mental story. Entitled parents, don't believe I'm that sick. I almost die. This was back in 2018, and I was seriously sick, so a lot of it is blurry, and I'll explain why in a little bit. So in about July of 2018, I started to get pretty sick. At first, it was kind of like a cold. I had a sore throat, runny nose, fever, etc. So I did what anyone would do and brought some cold and flu tablets to help me get better faster. When they didn't work, I took them for the recommended time, I decided it was time to go to the doctor. I was told by the first doctor I saw that it might be tonsillitis, so she prescribed me some antibiotics and that was it. For a few days, I was okay. I couldn't drink much because my throat was swollen, I couldn't eat a lot, and I couldn't sleep because every time I did, I'd choke. But I was fine until that Saturday morning. Now, I worked the Saturday shift, and as soon as I was up and getting ready, I knew something was wrong. My lips were severely chapped, and it looked like I had been punched in the face. I had ulcers that had formed on the tip of my tongue that went all the way down my throat, and my face was swollen. Now, OP has actually attached some pictures in the hospital for reference. I'll have a look at them right now. Ooh, and there, yeah, you can see, look. I mean, it looks pretty normal apart from a very swollen jaw. And her lips are, yeah, I don't even know what would possibly cause that apart from biting, but obviously it isn't that. They look in a very bad way. I told my lovely mother and father that I wasn't well. They, of course, didn't believe me. This is the conversation that followed when we were talking about me going to work. I just don't think I should go. My father said, "You're fine," ignoring the fact that I'm almost falling over my own feet because of dizzy spells. My mother agreed, "You're going to work." So I went. Now, I don't remember what happened, because at this point I started to black out because of the dehydration, but I do remember seeing my manager and, at the time, partner at work. He mentioned something about me looking terrible, and my father, being the ever-ready person to be a victim and hero, said he agreed. My manager said to me, "You should go home." I had a scarf around my face because I was so cold that it was hurting me. "What's with the scarf?" I removed it, and that was it. He sent me home, told me that I was not to come back until I was 100% well. Now, I don't remember the rest of that day, but I do vividly remember parts of Sunday. Sunday was my second doctor's visit, but this time I had to see a different doctor at a different clinic. My mother had just had surgery on her wrist, and she couldn't drive, and I wasn't allowed, so I woke up my father. Now, there was a lot of shouting and swearing directed at me, because God forbid he's up at 9 a.m. So, we go to this new doctor, and he says it's fungal. I don't know what he thought it was, because at this point, I was hitting that part of time where the human body starts to shut down slowly because of dehydration. So, I'm in different meds, which made me worse. I was vomiting, and I couldn't drink because of the ulcers. You get it. Monday night rolls around, and I bring up going to the hospital. I was extremely fatigued, dehydrated, and I was starving. I was also hallucinating people that weren't there. It was a great time. My mother, though, said, "No, you're not going. What you need is a shower, and you'll be better." My father says, "I'll frickin' take you to the hospital, and just frickin' leave you outside the ER then." My mother then took me to shower, where I was bawling my eyes out because I was just done. I didn't want to be sick anymore, and I was extremely tired. When I got out, my mother told me to get my meds, phone, and its charger, just in case, and they'd take me to the hospital. I don't remember the 15-minute drive there, but I do remember staring at the streetlights, thinking they were stars following us. So I was in the ER, and the nurse, honestly my lifesaver, took one look at my face, complexion, and called a wheelchair to collect me. We didn't have to wait to be admitted. I was put in IV, and I drained 3 bags in a few hours. They then gave me the stuff that numbed my throat, and I was given a Zupa Dupa. Not sure what they'd be called in America, but they're a frozen cordial stick that are delicious. I was in the hospital, in not only AMW, acute medical wing, for 3 days, but also the ER private rooms for 1 day. That whole time, I didn't see my father, but I did see my mother, for 10 minutes, while my entitled sister and her kids were also there causing trouble for my hospital roommates. It turned out I had mononucleosis, no idea how I got it, and if I waited like my parents wanted, I would have died. Alright, let me put that picture up on screen again. Now, tell me guys, if you were a parent of this child and you saw her lips in this condition, what would your reaction be? It certainly wouldn't be, yeah, go and take a shower and have some rest, you'll be alright. I mean, I don't know what is happening to our lips there. I don't know what mononucleosis is. I might actually look it up. But if I saw that, I'd be like, no, you need to go to hospital right now. That looks mad. Unless this person was literally biting at their lips, but they obviously weren't. Get to hospital immediately. What are your parents doing? Genuinely, yes. They could have honestly caused your death here by being so ignorant. What the heck? Okay, I didn't realize. I've just looked it up now. I didn't realize it's the same as glandular fever. Obviously, a very serious illness you can get. And if untreated, you probably can die. So, parents of OP, please take note. Don't do this again. Just better to be safe than sorry in this situation, surely. Now moving on to our second story. Entitled driver wrecks his brand new Dodge Charger, injures, and then blames me, a pedestrian, for his wreck. For some backstory, I work for a subcontracting company that does really niche IT work for various municipal governments, and my truck is loaded with equipment for computer repair and road work. Like I said, it's niche, but this becomes important later. As such, I currently have a 2-hour commute, and while I do use the interstate during the day, I usually head home closer to midnight and prefer to take state highways and back roads due to the lower speed limits. Now onto the story. So as Renee, my fiance and co-worker, and I were driving home tonight, we had noticed that a large rotted poplar tree had become uprooted and fallen into the road, covering both lanes. Normally, I would have called local officials and then either waited for the tree to be removed or simply wait for them to arrive and then take a different route. Unfortunately though, I had no cell reception in this area, and rerouting would have added an extra hour to my already long commute. As such, I figured I'd try to use my demolition hammer, the best thing available to me, to try and at least weaken it until someone came by with cell reception, that we could flag down and get to call local authorities. So, I turned on our hazards, turned on our beacon, and Renee and I both put on our reflective vests and hard hats with built-in lamps. While Renee brought the tools over to the tree, I began grabbing the traffic cones to block off the road. Enter Brad. As I finished setting up the cones behind the truck, Renee began handing me the cones to put in front of the fallen tree. No sooner had I begun reaching for them when we heard the roar of a brand new Sunrise Orange Dodge Charger RT flying up the back road with a 30 mile an hour speed limit at highway speeds. I ran in front of the fallen tree, shining my flashlight on the already well illuminated tree, and I tried to flag down the charger. It was no use. He never even hit his brakes. I dove out of the way at the last second as the charger plowed into the tree, turning it into a horizontal fulcrum and me into a baseball as the tree struck my shoulder and launched me about 10 feet. I got up, extreme pain throughout my left side, and I was unable to raise my arm. Adrenaline was coursing through me. I ran, hobbled quickly, to the remains of the poor, obliterated charger, now smoking and leaking fluids all over the road. Miraculously, Brad and his nice girlfriend, both about my age, early 20s, got out and were completely unharmed, though understandably shaken. Renee, who miraculously found the one spot with coverage, called emergency services. Peters, and the nice girlfriend called Chad, Brad's nice dad, and that's when I heard it.
Oh God, my car! How could this happen? Why does this always happen to me?
And that was when Brad looked at me, looked at the clearly uprooted tree, and proceeded to have a unique reaction, one that I never thought really ever happened, one that sounded like... At this point, I think maybe he's injured too, and I say, dude, are you okay?
No, idiot. Because of you, my car is completely totaled. What kind of moron cuts down a tree in the middle of the road?
Actually, the tree was already here. We only got here maybe two or three...
BS! You blinded me with that flashing strobe light.
He was pointing at the yellow hazard beacon on my truck, which I've used for years. His nice girlfriend then says, actually, I think that...
But Brad interrupts. Shut up, all of you. I'm going to sue you for failing to illuminate the tree properly.
This is irrelevant. At this point, I'm still trying to be nice.
Well, actually, that's... If you open your mouth one more time, I'm gonna...
Then Renee, in all of her 4.5-foot glory, said, enough. It's not his fault that you clearly acquired your driver's license.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
In a Happy Meal. That tree is very well illuminated. You clearly weren't paying any attention and you hurt him. Look at him, he's limping, idiot. You're the one who ought to be apologizing for that stunt you pulled and the mess you made. Then there was silence. Deathly, unnerving silence. As Brad stood slack-jawed and making a strange choral noise. Suddenly, Brad goes on an absolute rampage, kicking and throwing my cones, tools, and various other items from and around my truck into the forest and off the road's 15-foot embankment. I wish I could tell you more, but it was about that time that Brad's dad, Chad, arrived along with first responders. We gave statements, and I spent the rest of the time being checked out by EMS. I'll update you guys tomorrow after his insurance company calls me. I just don't really understand how this can possibly be OP's fault in this situation. Like, he's just had a crash himself. Or was it a crash? Or he saw a tree that's been uprooted. Okay, fine. Not a crash, but he's seen a tree that's been uprooted. Done their very best, him and Renee, to, you know, try and at least salvage the situation and to cause as few accidents as possible. They've even, you know, shone a torch at the driver who was going way too fast on a 30-mile-an-hour speed limit road, and they've just plowed into the tree. What are you supposed to do about that? OP's been injured in this situation. Clearly, he was trying to help. He wasn't just, you know, saw the tree and was like, oh, we'll leave that, let someone else crash into it. You're trying to help. I don't understand how the insurance could possibly, you know, claim anything for Brad in this situation. If anything, you need some police to try and sort out what really happened here, because if Brad presses charges, you might be in trouble. I don't know. I hope not, because that's clearly a ludicrous thing to happen in this situation when you actually try to help. But I don't know. The police don't know what happened. It could just be Brad's word against yours. I hope, OP, you kind of get some help so that this situation is cleared up and you don't get in the trouble that you obviously don't deserve to be in. I mean, I've just reread it, right? He's ran in front of a fallen tree, OP, shining his flashlight on the already well-lit tree and then trying to flag down a charger that is going way above the speed limit. Who's in the wrong here and who's the real hero? Let's be honest. OP, you're a legend. Brad, you are a Chad. I'm not gonna lie. Anyway, guys, that is gonna do it for this episode of r/entitledparents. If you do want more right away, check out this playlist of all my Entitled Parents videos. If you're new to my channel and you want to subscribe so you get, you know, notified when I upload twice a day throughout December, check out this here. Check it out and click it. And also, if you want some lovely merch from me, then that's down here as well. All right, peace, guys. See you in a bit.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.